Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book," Genesis to Revelation. "If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 9.
That's what these men who lined up on the Lexington Green when the shot was heard around the world that started and ignited the war for independence. They said, the pastor and the chief deacon who taught these men not only taught them knowledge but also taught them how to fight. They said, "Don't fire until you're fired upon." 7 American patriots of that church, members of that church, died that day when the British ignited, shot the first gun. But they returned and the British fled, and it started the war. So the necessity to keep the church pure, the necessity to keep the church pure. We've learned about this. I've taught you these things. The church is the bride of Christ. It is the husband of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this past Monday was the UBF conference. Gerald Finney was telling me, and I have to study it more. He has it in his book. I need to read his book, Betrayed. But he says churches were already getting incorporated at the founding of this country. Churches wanted to get incorporated, and some of our founding fathers said, no, the churches shouldn't be getting incorporated. But they wanted, some of the churches were getting incorporated, and he said even some Baptist churches. But the 501c3 didn't come about until the 50s. But the church is the bride of Christ. Why do you marry the church to the state? Turn your Bibles to Revelation 17. You've heard me preach on this before. Okay, the great whore in the Bible. Well, we don't like that word, but it prostitute, harlot. But the Bible uses the word whore. Okay, prostitute means what? Many lovers. So we see the revealing of this prostitute, explaining the prostitute that sitteth upon many waters. Okay, what does that mean? Sits upon many nations, is a part of many nations, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Okay, the great whore. So is there not so great whores? Well, yes, there is. Because look, it says, verse 5, it says, on her forehead was the name Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. So there must be other harlots. The Catholic Church was the mother of harlots. So what is the church doing when it marries the state? It's becoming a harlot. A harlot, not the mother of harlots, unless they merge back with the Catholic Church, as some of the Protestant churches are doing in the whole ecumenical movement of coming back under the umbrella of the great whore. But if they're the great whore, then there must be small whores. So the church is made drunk with money. And that's why she says, in Revelation chapter 3, the church of Laodicean, the Laodicean church says, oh, Lord, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Well, what has the 501c3 done for the churches in America? Made them rich. Big pieces of land and big buildings, and after they build one, they build another, and another, and another, and another. They pay for these musicians that sing up here. They all get salaries to put on a big concert in church. There's no spirit in that. There's no spirit in that. Those musicians, if another church offers them more money, they'll just move to another church. They have no soul in that. It's all financial. Writing songs that have no meaning, no depth. You read these songs that we sing, the hymns, are tremendous depth in the Word of God. You could preach a whole sermon out of these songs. And the hymns have fallen by the wayside. They're not sung much anymore. So the church of Laodicea says, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Means they're prideful, they're prayerless, don't have to pray to God for anything, do they? They just ask Uncle Sam for it all. They get it all from Uncle Sam. Increased with goods and have need of nothing. and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. They're prideful, prayerless, and powerless. And that's where the church in America is today. Powerless. Powerless. What's the difference? Here's a parallel between Elijah and Elisha. Elisha picked up the mantle of Elijah and he pursued the same spiritual life as Elijah, and he was able to smote the waters with his mantle, with Elijah's mantle, and they parted. Okay, they parted. And he was able to walk over to Jericho on dry ground. Here's the contrast with the church, the Philadelphian church that we read about in Revelation 3:7, starts in 3:7, and the Laodicean church, or the Black Robe Regiment churches, and the current churches today. The current churches today didn't pick up the mantle of the Black Robe Regiment churches. They let it fall to the ground. They didn't pick up that mantle and keep steaming forward with that mantle and crying out to God for liberty and pursuing liberty and teaching people about liberty. They got away from that topic. Here's the other parallel. Read verse 10 in Revelation 3. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, the word of God, the word of God, the word of my patience. They practiced temperance. They didn't yield to temptation. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. That's another name for the tribulation. The final tribulation, the great tribulation that's coming upon the earth. That means you're going to go up in the chariots of fire, in a sense, just like Elijah did. You're going to be removed. That's a picture of the rapture right there. He's telling them, just like Elijah knew he was going to be taken up out of the earth. It speaks of a partial rapture because Elijah was taken, but not Elisha. He was left. Here's another picture of the partial rapture. God promises to the Philadelphian church, because of their obedience, because they kept the word of my patience, because they stayed under the King James Bible, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. I will keep thee from that hour of temptation. Just another name for the great tribulation period that's coming upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. God doesn't make that promise to the Laodicean church. God doesn't make that promise to this church. God is angry with them. He says, you're not rich, you're wretched, you're miserable, and you're poor, blind and naked. He says, you need to go to the store of heaven and buy of me fire, gold, tried in fire. That speaks of tribulation. That speaks of persecution. Is the church in America persecuted? Are they burning to the ground? Are their members being hung in the streets or executed in the streets in America? No, we're living in the lap of luxury. The lap of luxury. He's saying, if you took a stand for something, you may not have a church building. You may get hurt because of it. You may get thrown in prison. Stand up. Say, no, we're not going to wear masks. We're not going to social distance in our church. We're not going to get vaccinated. And we're going to sing. We don't care what you say, Newsom. And you say, oh, well, John MacArthur, he was really, really bold for meeting and having church services. Yeah, well, he had some rich dudes paying the penalty. Don't pay the penalty and see what happens. That's the persecution. Oh, but John MacArthur, they just paid the penalty. They paid the fine. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich. Oh, that kind of gold brings richness. Persecution, taking a stand. The white raiment speaks of personal righteousness. It speaks of our righteousness. Living righteously, holy, obedient to the word of God. That thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. That means get in the word and study it. And just don't take what your cemetery teachers taught you in cemetery where you graduated for the gospel, but study and read. Seminary. But it's like a cemetery. Spiritually dead. What these churches did when Dr. Dixon was telling churches, oh, we better incorporate. We got to get out of the incorporation. Well, those churches, they didn't study. No, they ran back to their Jesuit union bosses at their Bible college or their seminaries and say, what should we do? What should we do? Or they went running back to their CPA or their lawyer. Should we unincorporate? Oh, no, don't do that. Well, what spiritual guidance do you get out of a CPA and a lawyer? They just want your money. They don't study the word of God. So Diotrephes. We got tons of Diotrephes. We have a Diotrephes up in Michigan who hijacked the UBF since Dr. Dixon passed away. Diotrephes, you find in 3 John. Read the book just before the book of Revelation and book of Jude. Read 3 John, you read who Diotrephes was. And he wouldn't even allow the great apostle John to come and preach in the churches because he wanted the preeminence, the Bible says. And that's what we have. We have a Diotrephes up in Michigan who hijacked the UBF because he wanted the preeminence. And basically doesn't invite Pastor Dixon or the Baptist Temple to be a part of their little clique. And even when Dr. Dixon was alive, there were other Diotrephes trying to do the same thing. Now, I'm fired up about it. Pastor Dixon's a little more reserved about it. But I'm fired. I'm angry about it. It bothers me to no end. Because guess who were the two preachers, the only preachers at the UBF meeting at the beginning of the week? IBT pastors, me, and I'd be still considered an IBT pastor, and Pastor Joey Faust. Oh, there was a guest. Yeah, we did have a guest, young man, come down from Michigan who didn't know anything. He was just learning, trying to learn about the unregistered church position. So where is God? Well, he's in your eyes. He's in this church. He answers personal prayers. God is still in existence. In the song that Tom sang, God is there in the midst of the trials that we're going through. He answers prayers. He's healed so many of us. God was there when I was in the emergency room. I can see compassion in the ER doctor as he was determining what would be the next phase or steps for me to go through. The primary care doctor that I went to before I went to the hospital showed compassion and prayed with me before I left his office. So where is God? He's in the individuals. The folks there, they have good hearts. A lot of the people at the rally, they have good hearts. They want to see these things turned. But the problem is the ills of America are going to fall at the feet of the church. The church is the gatekeeper of liberty. The church is the gatekeeper of keeping this Bible pure. And the church is the gatekeeper at keeping the church pure. It is their responsibility. A nation is blessed by the purity of the Word of God and the church in that nation. And when the word of God is defiled and the church is defiled, the nation is going to collapse. And I mean, you had a lot of Israelites. The Lamentations, go back and read Lamentations, the mourning. But a lot of them survived, but they were what? Taken as slaves into Babylon. They were taken as slaves into Babylon, and they had to live there for 70 years. And many died on the soil of Babylon. Well, here's how are they demoralizing us Americans? How are you being demoralized as an American citizen? How are we being demoralized? Flooding our borders with illegal immigrants. Flooding our borders with illegal immigrants. And they get all your amenities. And listen to this. You know, you can't file a 1040 form without putting your Social Security number on there, right? Did you ever forget to put the Social Security number on a 1040 form? And IRS kicks it back to you and says the form's not filled out. Because when you don't have a Social Security number on the form, you're not a taxpayer. When you have a tax form and you have a Social Security number and you put it on the tax form, you're a taxpayer. So you've become a slave to the government to pay $30 trillion of taxes. Well, who's the free man? The illegal immigrants coming over the border who don't have a Social Security number, but still get all the amenities, free housing, free car, free schooling, free health care. But they don't have a Social Security. So who's free and who's not? Demoralize the American people. We're being demoralized. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Help the lights to come on in the church houses. And I don't mean the electric lights in the ceiling, Lord. I mean the spiritual light. And there's great voices out there that are exposing all the corruption. But without the power of God, without your spirit, without your power, God, we can do nothing. We can speak all we want, but without your power, we can do nothing. We are helpless. And Lord, we need your power. We need your power in the church house. We need the preachers filled with the Holy Ghost preaching, and the freedom and the right to stand against tyranny. Lord, there's just a handful of preachers preaching those things across the country. The rest, Lord, taking love gifts from the state. Lord, thank you for the church. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you for their willingness to assemble. Lord, just teach us. Help us to stay vibrant. Help us to stay enthusiastic. Help us not to be depressed because we know that you are in our hearts. In Christ's name we pray.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.